The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
I love our intro music. Still tired from all the turkey you ate Thursday?
Yep.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio here on this wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. You know what tonight is? The Teddy Ball.
Teddy Ball.
Teddy Ball is tonight. If you haven't got your tickets, get them. Go to teddyball.com or check it out.
Yep.
TheTeddyBall.com. Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. So you can go there and check it out. You can still get tickets. And you can still donate stuff too for the silent auction and that if you like, if you're not going to come, but you want. Remember, all the money for this goes to a really great cause, Cruise for Kids. And Nino puts on a lot of other events too. All of it is a 501c3 charity, which is every portion it goes donated to the children on this. And we will be raising lots of money for the kids this coming night, tonight, and then a lot of teddy bears, too, because everybody's got to bring a teddy bear that comes, right? So good stuff. You got your penguin suit all set up, Paul? Are you wearing just a regular suit?
I got to get a jacket.
You still got to get a jacket today? Yeah. Jeez, man, you're lagging just a little bit. That's okay.
A little bit. That's how I roll.
Right. They won't let you. You have to have a jacket and a tie.
Yeah.
And a button-up shirt.
I have a tie.
Yep. And you do wear pants, please. That's a requirement also, I believe.
Denim shorts.
Denim shorts. Denim shorts. Yeah.
A Canadian tuxedo, they call that? Yeah.
Well, I thought a Canadian tuxedo was all jeans, like a jean jacket.
Okay.
All right. That's what I thought. But, you know, you never know.
Can you wear that with a teddy ball?
I will not be wearing that. I'm going to be wearing a tuxedo. But you know what? If you want to wear that, that's all good.
They're not going to let me in.
They probably will not let you in.
Is Paul going to be walking the runway?
I don't know. Paul, you're going to get up on the runway in your Canadian tuxedo, as you call it. So anyway, but yeah, really, really good stuff. And hey, by the way, the segment that you aired last week that we did together was super cool, man. So I got to listen to it and all, and really good. We basically did a segment talking about the two charities. One of them is Cruise, the number 4kids.org, that they do the teddy ball and all that, plus several other things. And then also Warrior Foundation Freedom Station here in San Diego that does amazing things for getting wounded warriors home for the holidays, etc. Those two great charities we were talking about, and just great thing. You can still donate to that one too. They always need your money and help, and the transitional housing and everything they do is amazing. The lady that started that foundation is military is very true and dear to her heart. Her husband was a officer in the military. I believe he did a full 30 years as far as I was retired now. But they work together on this, and let me tell you, that's a great foundation too.
And that's the easy website to remember, warriorfoundation.org.
Yep, correct. But both of these are really great charities near and dear my heart, the Warrior Foundation, and then also the Cruise for Kids, because Nino does everything to help children in the hospital, things like that. All the money goes to great use. If you go to their website, you can read about all the different organizations that he donates this money to, and these bears and stuff that we do. So just super cool stuff. So go and check it out. You can go to either one, cruiseforkids.org or warriorfoundation.org. Good stuff. Just go and donate. Paul's going to, as soon as he gets off here, something like two waterlogged Lamborghinis from last week. Mm-hmm. He said, no, yep. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway, good stuff. Okay, so today we are talking about vehicles that burn more oil than normal. Does that happen?
Yes, that does.
Why?
The PCV system.
Okay, that could be one reason.
Yeah.
Also the rings.
The rings.
Yeah, some of these cars.
I feel like it's more the PCV system. But I could be, you know.
On some of them.
Yeah. Because the environmental, they just push more and more on that.
It's true. You know what else causes a lot of issues too, like carbon buildup in that?
Yeah.
Is using not good quality synthetic oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's going through the PVC system in that.
Yeah.
Builds up carbon on.
$9.99 oil changes.
No.
They don't have $9.99 anymore, do they?
I don't think so. I don't know. We don't use anything but full synthetic oil at the. You bring your car in, you get full synthetic oil at the West Automotive Group, regardless. Yeah. So because now it's actually almost better priced than if you could find conventional oil, I believe.
Yeah, now there's just different spec too. There's 0-20, but there's, you know. Like my car is spec A10. Yeah. There's so many of them now that you just
gotta be careful. And what that is the additives that have been put into the oil, right?
Yeah.
Some might have a bit of moly in it for the specific bearings on that car or whatever, you know. So very important. But the quality oil also helps with a lot of these cars. But some of these cars are vehicles that are just burning oil new, right off the, you know, and they, the manufacturers on a lot of these cars, you know, they say that it's normal, but excessive oil consumption isn't normal when you start going through oil like that. But I've read that if it's a quart or less in 1,000 miles, they say it's okay. Can you imagine at 5,000 miles, your car burns 5 quarts of oil?
It's crazy.
That's a lot.
It's funny how they come up with technical service bulletins too. They're like, oh, that's normal.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it though?
Is it though? Probably not.
I have a brand new car and I have to put oil in it.
Some newer cars still under the powertrain warranties are suffering excessive oil consumption between oil changes. This all is from Consumer Reports, which compiled answers from owners of roughly 1 million vehicles from the past decade. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people they surveyed to check this out. Showed that owners of some popular models have to add as much as 1 quart of oil per month.
My little Kia that you got me, it did that for the first 15,000 miles. Now it doesn't do it.
It broke in.
Oh, okay. I thought that was weird.
Well, some do initially burn on.
I'm going to have to watch this thing because it was like going through a good amount of oil and then it kind of stopped.
The oil rings probably just the cross hatching, breaking in, sealing it up, you know. That's possible. I've seen that too. And that's not so much of a problem because it's just the motor sealing in.
Yeah. Right?
But on other cars, like I remember Cadillac was put their oil change like 10,000, 12,000 miles or something. And they were getting catalogs were showing up, being towed in, quit running, and there's no oil in them. And they would ask the clients, like, and these are brand new cars. Like, didn't you check the oil? And they're like, why would I check the oil? I just bought this car. Like, why do I need to check the oil? Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. So Cadillac was starting to warranty a lot of engines, so they changed their oil change. They're back to 5,000 miles.
Yeah, even
a lot of people are back to 5,000 miles.
Audi, though. BMW, they were like, just wait for the light to come on. Sometimes it was like 15,000 miles.
Which light? Dude. The one that shows the little oil can with no oil in the car? Yeah.
And they still don't have a sensor that knows that the oil's dirty. It just goes off idle time, how many times you turn the car on, and it tries to calculate that you're due.
It's not sampling the oil. No, absolutely not.
But a lot of people think that. They go, I have a sensor. You know, the light just tells me. And it's like, well, it's not taking a sample and analyzing your oil.
You know? I can tell you this. You want your motor to last a long time, change your oil every 5,000 miles, new oil filter, put quality oil in, you know, which I do. On my truck because I love my truck and I want to give it love every 5,000 miles. So, and it's just a good investment.
Yeah.
Like doing a tranny service every, you know, around 20,000 miles on a car. The only investment you can do extend the life of the transmission, right? It's a great idea. So these engines were found in Audi's A3, A4, A5, A6, and Q5. Audi's got a problem. Those are all high oil burning models.
They're high performance cars too, and then the
BMW 5, 6, and 7 series, as well as the X5, Subaru Forester. We know about those. Mm-hmm. Impreza Legacy and Outback lines. That's every Subaru on the market.
Yeah,
they do have some unique things that go on with them. Consumer Reports singled out BMW 5 Series equipped with V8 engine, the V8 engine as the vehicle that most likely to burn oil. These cars are 27 times more likely to suffer excessive oil consumption than the average vehicle on the road.
Well, they have Valstem. Well, I don't know if the new ones, but the 4.4 had Valstem seal issues. Yeah.
Things smoking like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dumped down in the catalyst. Yeah. Although these vehicles are outliers, 98% of 2010 to 18 vehicles on the road. 98% of 2010 to 2018 cars on the road do not need to add oil between changes. And that is true. My truck, I don't ever add oil between changes. It don't burn any oil.
Yours is newer than an 18, though.
Oh, mine's a 2020.
But didn't that say 2010 to 2018?
Yeah, that's the sample of the cars.
Oh, the sample. Okay.
Yeah, a sample of the cars that they, because when they did the gathering data.
Yeah, it takes a while.
They have data now, yeah.
Yeah.
So they still make up roughly 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. that burn oil like crazy. BMW and Subaru claimed that the oil consumption is normal for their vehicles. However, Consumer Reports noted that this issue only tends to exacerbate itself as the vehicle ages. The cumulative effect is added expense, maintenance, and headaches for the owner, which is true, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, some definite stuff there for sure that as far as our oil burning. And we're going to jump into this. There's a lot that goes along with this, and this is always a great show to talk about here and there because it's something that it's a real thing that people deal with regularly. You know? So, yeah, we'll be talking more and more.
My old Jeep, they used to burn oil like crazy. Every time I'd fill the tank, I'm like, well, it's filling up. I just check the oil. Usually be down to quart.
Really?
Almost. Yeah.
That's on the new Kia?
No, that was my old Wrangler.
Oh, yeah. Jeep burning oil.
Yeah.
It did that the whole time though, huh?
Every
time you added gas, you had to check the oil. Yeah. You said, is that what you said? Yeah. It was down a quart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who did you sell that thing to?
I traded it in.
Some unspecified. Then they sold it.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, it's all right. It's not your responsibility. At least you trade it into the dealer. And
yeah,
they
you still lose overdrive sometimes too. Just keep it below 65.
Jeez, Pete. Well, I'm sure if they sold it again, they fixed it. So
yeah,
hopefully, we'll see. Real quick, as we're talking about this, came across. Actually, Todd gave this to me. Fake parking tickets are a scam. Bedeviling unsuspecting drivers. As if paying a parking ticket wasn't the cause of enough frustration, consider sending off your bank details to pay a fake ticket and getting scammed in the process. Oh, that's not good.
So they actually put the envelope on someone's car and then a fake web
thing? Yeah, oh, I've heard of this. According to Car Scoops, criminals in Calgary up in Canada are slipping fake violation citations that look convincingly real onto the windshield of parked vehicles for the purpose of essentially stealing online payments from unsuspecting citizens.
That sucks.
Man, what would these criminals come up with next?
Yeah, it's crazy.
They just put that effort to like working a normal job.
Yeah, I know, right?
It'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Do you guys remember those fake? I don't know if they still make them anymore. Do you remember the fake parking tickets and you could give some to somebody if they were like parked too close to you or something? Yeah. I think it had Mickey Mouse on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or had a something saying on it. You could check one of the boxes and some of them not so nice. But those did not ask for money. Those just let people know that you parked like poo-poo. So anyway, very important, yes. But yeah. This form of what they're calling phishing has been spotted in other locales as well, including New York City and in California. In Canada, the phony ticket has a Calgary parking logo printed on it, along with the date of supposed parking violation and the requested penalty. The web address is close enough to the official one to trick drivers into thinking that the ticket is valid, and some fall for entering their bank account details to make the payments. Not good. They have reports that the scammers print their own fake tickets and that some even include QR codes on the citation, making it harder for victims to spot the fraudulent web addresses. So you just take a picture of it with your camera or your phone and go to pay it, and you just pay it, right?
That reminds me.
You got to pay a ticket?
On the car, company car.
You got a ticket in my company car?
Yeah, but I'm going to pay it.
Why?
So. I guess at my new place where I live, they have street sweeping. Oh. The second Tuesday of every month, and I didn't realize it was the second Tuesday.
Why was the car out there? Shouldn't you have been at work? What time do they do street sweeping? 4 a.m.? Like
3 in the morning.
Oh, they do?
Gosh, I got to start at 3 now? Jeez. West Automotive, we're 24 hours. How can I help you?
No, oh, now you just started something, for sure. There's no question about it. No question about it. Anyway, all good stuff. We're going to finish talking about the fake parking ticket and Paul, how he got a ticket on the company car, along with excessive oil use here shortly. We're going to take our first break real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 at 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, welcome back.
We're back.
Yeah. So you're going to go pay a ticket today, apparently, on the company car. At least they didn't hit it with the street sweeper, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You need to get the back, also the wrap fixed on that.
Yeah, car. We do.
Brand new car. Paul got wackadoodled on the 5 or 805.
The 5.
Some kid in a, was it a Prius?
Yeah, a kid in a Prius.
Nailed a Lexus SUV and then hit
you. Yeah, RX 300 and then hit me, yeah.
Yeah.
The other two cars got totaled.
The RX got totaled too.
Yeah.
Lexus was definitely total.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, I think the work on the back of the Kia was like $5,000-$6,000.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And of course, they had to put a whole new back piece on it.
The whole hatch and everything, right?
Yeah. How many miles did you have on it when you killed it?
25,000.
Yeah, 25,000.
It's got 27 now.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Little hatch. Hatch piece.
Yeah.
Yep. So, in a bumper.
In a bumper.
New. Yep. So, it happens.
It's yeah.
That's why we have insurance, right?
Yeah. I'm glad I wasn't in the middle of the accident. You know, just, she got nailed, you know, in the rear.
Happens a lot here in San Diego. Good sound effect there.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. But the kid in the back, I just walked up to make sure he was okay. And he's like, my brakes didn't work.
My brakes didn't work.
Brand new Prius? I don't think so. Yeah.
Well, they don't work now.
Yeah.
It's all good. Was it a fairly new Prius?
Not like new, but it was probably like a 2010.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess not brand new,
still
but
14 years still old, but
not.
Yep. But brakes don't usually fail on those cars.
No.
That's not real common. Not unless somebody worked on them that wasn't supposed to.
Yeah. That's true. Up.
That's the only way.
Yeah.
Excuse me, son. Did you put your own brake pads on?
Yeah. How many did you check Facebook before you ran into the Lexus?
Oh, jeez.
That's what I assume.
Think it was on his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it was morning time, right? So it was like high traffic time.
Yeah. It was traffic time. But yeah.
Should have been paying attention.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the car in front of me and I stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also saw, I heard you yelled out like a small girl when you got hit. You were on the phone.
I did not. I was on the phone with Joseph and I'm like, oh, crap. Bam, bam, bam. I'm like, I'm going to have to call you back.
Saw it coming.
Yeah.
It's always the worst anyway. But the good news is you didn't get injured. Those other people really didn't get injured either, did they?
No.
Nobody had to go to the hospital.
No. I was sore for a couple of days, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you blame it on that.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I got Aflac now, so.
There you go. Got Aflac now. So anyway, we were talking, though, about this parking ticket thing. In New York, the scam comes via text message, according to a story on Kelly Blue Book. The message claims to be from New York City Pay and warns of a fake unpaid parking invoice at $2.50 that will become a $25 charge if not paid. Wow. That's quite the uptick.
Yeah, $2.
Please. That should be a dead giveaway. There's no ticket that's $2.50.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
There must be a reason for that. What I think they're doing is getting a transaction from your bank, and then they go in and steal more
money. Yeah, they just want your info. And you're probably like, you know what? It's only $2. I'll just pay it. Yeah, I don't want to have to worry about the fine coming later. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so please advise the potential victims to phone the agency that supposedly issued the citation to check that it's real, but don't call the number on the ticket. Sound advice, I would have to say. So, yeah. Make sure you check those out if you think you got a parking ticket. Getting a parking ticket is bad enough, but getting a fake one's just insult to injury, right?
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
It's annoying. So one came in the mail for my son up in the toll road in Laguna Niguel, Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
It was 90 cents. And I said, dude, why didn't you go? Because you got to go and pay it within a certain amount of time, you know, yeah. Enter license plate. He waited. So now it was $25.90.
Yeah. If you call, though, they'll take it off.
They will?
Yeah.
Well, and then I told him to do it. Here, this is your problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Fix this.
Yeah. But they're pretty cool about that because I've done that before. And they're like, oh, okay, it's your first time. And they just lowered it down to like.
Do you know your car twice has gotten, I think it was the Kia before, but all the way up in San Francisco told, like they messed up the license plates or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
And I'm like, that car has not been there and I have to fight with them. To
is
get
it my old one?
It was. We don't have that car anymore, but.
Is it after you sold it that happened or no, when I had it?
When you had
oh,
it. Oh, that car has been junked, hadn't it? Did I sell that one?
Yeah, I thought you sold it to.
No, it had a motor problem.
Oh.
I was going to sell it. Yeah. And it started
I didn't want to say his name because he's in that kind of business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it had. We ended up junking it because it was. It threw a rod.
Well,
it wasn't in the campaign.
Yeah.
So how many miles that thing have on it though? 250,000 or something like that. Something crazy, huh?
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
It was having transmission problems too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember.
Real quick, back about the toll roads. If you know, you can register your car ahead of time.
Correct.
And you can put your debit card in, and then you get this little sticker. So if you're someone like me who goes through a toll road and forgets, and they used
it
to,
just
I think
charges
they,
it the 90 cents to your credit card, and it's not a big deal. You are correct. And if my son was being smart about it, he'd do that.
After being fined a few times, I'm not doing this anymore because I swear back in the day, if you did it, they sent you a bill.
Yeah.
But now it's like, no, you have to pay it within 2 weeks. And if you don't, it's like,
they leave
mine
it
was
to
$70.
You. It's your responsibility. They leave it to you. You're right. Correct.
Yeah.
Well, his said if it didn't get paid in the next 10 days again, then it went to $50.90 total.
Yeah. So, now you just call and they ask for your license plate. And I don't even need a sticker. And when I go up, you know, I'm north to visit family, I get like an email that they charge my debit card or my credit card.
That's a better way. Well, and if you have Fast Track also, I have a Fast Track, it will charge it to that too. So you don't have to call.
I technically have a Fast Track too.
On what, the company car?
Yeah.
Yes, I know. But it will charge it to that. But do you know you can't take one Fast Track from one car to another? It's registered car. Because if you do that, it reads the license plate.
Well, that's from the old car.
Oh,
I've only used it a couple times.
No, I went in and re-registered
it. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. Super. It's just the same box to me. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, same box to me. Different car, same box. Jeezy Pete's. So anyway, no, it's registered to that car. We changed the license plate in the car in there when we replaced the car. Yeah.
So you've done this before. Got it.
Yeah, I had to do it. Well, I had, but mine was for my F-250 before. Yeah. Now it's for the Ranger. Yeah. So I had it fixed. Yeah, absolutely. Without question. So that way it you can use it if you need be. All right. So before we get back to talking about cars that burn excessive amount of oil, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for over 30 years, about 32 years now. And, of course, West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years now. Holy smokes. Time flies when you're having fun. Right, Paul?
Yep.
And West to Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission. Yeah, West El Cajon out there in East County. And then West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego over there. AAA approved, smog certified for over 7 years, taking care of folks. And then, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, right in the Golden Triangle across from where we're sitting now, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 5 years. And the last but not least, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there in North County Coastal for coming up on 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. And the West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. Ask one of my managers or service consultants helping you, and they'll be happy to get you all set up. It's a great card to have in your wallet. Prevents you from using your other credit cards, and as stated, you can get 6 months no interest, so it's just like using cash. Also, get your vehicle in if you're having a drivability concern, transmission concern, overheating concern, any kind of concern with your vehicle. Take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis, drivability diagnosis, cooling system diagnosis, whatever it is. Get the car diagnosed right the first time. Our master certified technicians eliminate unwanted parts replacement. And I always say the best money spent on any repair is the money spent on a qualified technician at a quality facility, which will prevent you from replacing a bunch of parts all over the place. So, and save you money. That's what it's all about. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and work with rental agencies nearby us if you need a rental car to get you all handled. Jump on westautomotivegroup.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can also click on the Auto Man segments where I'm the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5. It goes right to our YouTube channel, or Auto Talk Radio, where we post all our podcasts when we're done. So, but if you want to pick up the podcast on the go, you can also grab them from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. All there for your listening pleasure. Just go to The Answer San Diego 1170. Go to Weekend Shows, and you'll find it. Auto Talk right there for your listening pleasure. Paul listens to all of them.
Yep.
Actually, I listen to a lot of podcasts now.
I do, too.
A lot of good stuff out there, for sure. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So there you go. Some good stuff. Of course, we're back at talking about servicing your engine oil. It's extremely important to replace your oil every 5,000 miles these days. We all agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to kill the motor, and we don't want that for sure. And, Paul, you said that the new Kia was, for first 15,000 miles, it was burning about a quart every oil change or a quart every fuel fill-up?
I think, like, probably put a quart and a half in between oil changes, maybe two.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, sometimes motors do that on break-in. So that's not so bad as long as it stops.
Yeah.
We're talking more about the cars that never stop and just keep burning oil like crazy, right? And they are out there for sure.
Yeah, you would think, I guess, I don't know, they don't have new technology for that, but they should make a different catalyst that's designed to get oil in it.
Well, that's the problem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, over time, it's going to destroy the catalyst burning oil like that for sure. There's no way around it. So the question they asked is, how much oil is too much oil? How much is too much? Is it okay if a car burns a little bit of oil? Well, it can be. I mean,
it can be.
You're never going to get every car perfect that it doesn't burn oil. There's just no way.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not now.
But to burn a quart that much is a lot. So Audi, BMW, Subaru stick firmly to the statement that oil consumption is a normal part of a car's operation. Subaru considers a quart burned every 1,000 to 1,200 miles to be acceptable. Certain Audi and BMW cars standards state that a quart burned every 600 to 700 miles is reasonable.
Dang, that's a lot.
That's a quart per tank of gas. Two tanks of gas, basically. Yeah. I would say most of these cars probably get 300 miles out of a tank of gas, right? That's about average.
Yeah. I'm surprised the cat doesn't fail earlier.
Yeah, I don't know. You would think, because I'll tell you what, that is severely damaging to a cat. There's no question about it. So, it's kind of crazy, especially if, I mean, you almost have to carry oil around with you then in those cars.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be buying at a gas station.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at a quart of oil at a gas station the other day. I was standing there getting something. I forget what I was doing.
Expensive, right?
It was like $15.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a synthetic blend. It was not anything great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's crazy priced. So I was we have a really good price on oil.
Well, that and I'm sure they mark it up a lot because it's like, well, you need oil now. You're at the gas station. Where else are you going to go? Like, true. No, I'm going to go walk to Napa or whatever, you know?
Yeah. And like I said, advantage. It wasn't even full. Well, you could walk to Napa.
It depends where you are.
Wanted to. So,
are you near Napa?
Are you near a Napa? Do you know somebody out of Napa?
Yeah. No parts available.
Yeah. All good stuff for sure. Just one of those things. Yeah. Are you near a Napa or a Riley? So interesting in automotive news. Napa, with Junior Owned Parts Company, GPC is the parent company.
Mm-hmm.
They are buying back all their franchises. Just bought all the ones in San Diego. Now all corporate owned.
Yeah, that's what I heard about the other one, the one countywide in El Cajon by the store.
That one too?
Yeah.
The truck one?
Yeah, that one's now a corporate one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. So are all the ones that belong to the Herr family all the way through San Marcos, Escondido, all that. They closed this week too.
Wow.
On a corporate.
Can they just do that?
Well, they worked out a deal and they bought them back.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
I mean, can they do it? Sure, they can. Oh, you mean, are you thinking they forcibly took them over? That's not what they did.
No.
They're making reasonable offers.
If they say no?
They'll let them stay, but in their stuff, I believe, there's certain things in there, like they won't be able to sell the store to anybody else.
Yeah.
That when their tenure's done, it's over. So if you wanted to stay, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably, most of these people have owned these stores or they've been in their families for years. I mean, the Herr family, the father, Chuck, started that business. He's a great guy, by the way.
Yeah.
I knew him back in the early 90s when they started, and I was a young man, let me tell you.
Yeah. I remember there used to be.
You were still in high school.
Well, I'm not saying I remember, but there used to be one at Solana Beach in Napa. I met the old owner.
Belongs to corporate now? Or is it gone?
No, it's not even there. Way gone. I don't even know where it was. Yeah. Probably near the Belly Up or something.
Oh, gotcha.
Years ago.
That's an expensive area to have a Napa store.
Yeah. No one around there is buying alternators over the counter.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not a great idea as far as that goes. So, but so now they all are corporate owned. So all those, at least, you know, San Diego. Mm. So very interesting, huh?
Yeah.
You know, the world keeps changing.
Yeah.
You know who else did that? There's a lot of different folks, but like O'Reilly, all their stores are also corporate owned. There's no franchises. Mm-hmm. So, then a couple years ago or whatever, Mr. Icon spun off the Pep Boys and sold the sales parts place part. They kept the repair part. Which was sold to Advanced Auto Parts, which is now, we talked about, filing bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out. Because you said they own Worldpac too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. So, well, we'll see.
At one point.
The landscape is changing all the time, isn't it? So anyway, all good stuff as far as that goes. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Oh, yes, I am still here, as Mr. Paul is, too.
Yeah.
We're looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, that's what...
You ever heard that before, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
Yeah. You say that a lot, but I haven't heard that.
I say that a lot. You say that a lot.
Well, that's just not saying that you're old, but that's an older saying.
That's kind of the way it came out, I'm just going to say.
Well, that's why I did that disclaimer at the last minute, you know? Don't want to be offending the boss, you know? But I am bright-eyed because I had a triple shot espresso on the way here.
Just one?
Three shots.
Oh, is that a venti? That's not a venti. What is
it? It's a grande.
It's a grande.
Latte.
Have you ever seen that in that movie, the guy that he's ordering a coffee and And she's all, I want a large. She's all vente.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny movie. Yeah. Yeah.
No, congratulations. You're now stupid in three languages. Yeah, yeah. That's what he says.
Like, it's called a venti because it's 20, 20 yeah. ounces. It's like, really? Yeah, it is a funny movie.
Yeah. That's a, and actually, yeah, he goes, grande is the only one that means actually large.
Yeah.
So, it's fun, super funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah,
coffee time.
Oh, smoke. Yeah. He almost made me jump out of my car, my chair right here. We're not in a car, not today. So anyway, yes, good stuff always. So Paul's always here, and as we say, I guess, as I say, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. That's something that Grandpa used to say.
Oh, yeah.
That's really old school stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep. He also used to say a lot of other things to us that we can't repeat on the radio. He was a good old one. So anyway, do want to remind folks, we appreciate you joining us this morning, and I hope everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what, we sure ate enough to make up for anybody that didn't get the food. We were out there chowing away. There's a little turkey running across the road. So. Hey, sometimes you see if you run up the winery road up towards, up the winery road, Highland Valley area up towards Ramona. Mm. There's wild turkeys off that cross the road
oh,
out
really?
There. Oh, yeah. That made me think of that when he just did a little turkey.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. So all good stuff. But do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. Interstate Batteries is the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get in and make an appointment on there. We got a really cool appointment set up. Get you all set up with an appointment, get in, get an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other neat reason, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every single need. So good stuff, good stuff. And remember, today is the Teddy Ball. You can still get in on that if you like. You can go to theteddyball.com and check it out. You know what? We are going to be throwing the big party tonight, the Black Tie event. And along with that, you can donate. You can just go to their website and donate. What a great charity. So just want to remind everybody about that again. Check it out. And if you just want to donate items or donate anything to it, the money goes to a very worthy cause. So we appreciate everybody jumping in and joining in for sure. So we're back talking about excessive car oil burning. So... sounds like a lot of fun to me. Seems like, according to data from the reports survey, 500,000 vehicles, 2010 to 18, these 30 models have much higher rates of consumption overall than the average for their model years. So, issue rate of responses, crazy. So,
why do you think they have that more now? Just because the variable valve timing and the tolerances, or
I think it's caused by they change different things on the engines. Like they'll silicone bead the cylinders and the rings don't break in properly, so they suck oil by them.
Yeah,
some of them might have an oil ring that's been flipped in upside down, but usually they burn like a locomotive when you do that.
Yeah.
I know for a fact because I saw it done on a car. One cylinder with the second ring upside down works as a suction when the piston goes up, and it pulls oil right past it into the combustion chamber. Oh, it's crazy the amount of oil it'll burn. So if you got an oil ring that doesn't – scraper rings that don't seat in perfectly, or a secondary ring that's not seating in perfectly – It could definitely pull oil by it. And I believe that's what happens with most of these cars. I really think that's where the oil burning's at on them. PCV systems do burn oil when the car gets older, though, usually.
Yeah.
Then they fail.
Yeah. It's just, you know, the PCV system back in the day, it was just so simple. Check a valve or whatever. Now, like, the oil separators and the crankcase vent valves and all that with those, like, diaphragms that fail all the time.
Well, of course, they try to make them more efficient, right?
Yeah, that's
so efficient that they burn oil when they go bad. But those goes bad. Those usually you end up with a check engine light on, though, and issues like
or
that.
You because hear a loud whistling noise at idle. You're like, what's that?
Because PCV is a controlled vacuum leak is basically what it is. And its job is to... The combustion gases that go past the rings, it sucks them out of the crankcase and puts them back into the intake to reburn them, right? Mm-hmm. Prevents them going to the mission. Also helps prevent because all of that post burning gas staying in the combustion chamber is not, I mean, staying in the crankcase is not good. It can cause all different kinds of acidic levels to raise, stuff like that, cause damage to things. So, so the PCV needs to be working properly for quite a few reasons. But one of them is also we don't want that stuff going out. We used to have what's called a road draft tube. You ever seen one of those?
No, but what, I was just picturing those little air filters.
No, there's a, well, so they had a fresh air filter on the valve cover, right?
Yeah.
Low air filter and it sucked air in. The road draft tube was off the side of the crankcase of the motor and straight down towards the road, and it was cut at an angle. Oh, so as you drove, it would create a vacuum, the wind going by it. So it would suck air into the top of the engine, and the air would come out that road draft tube, and all the crankcase stuff was going out to the outside.
Just whoa, just on the road? Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it didn't. Yeah. It wasn't really. I mean, it's like a gas. So if the system got really bad or you overfilled the engine with oil, then oil would come out of that road draft tube.
Yeah.
So, yes, you could cause it to do that. But as far as that's how it was made. And that's what it did. So it was pretty simple. That was – but that PCV was when they decided to close the crankcase off and not let it emit to the outside air.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
How about the secondary air? Like on the old cars, they have like the, you know, the round air filter and then they have that tube that goes down to the, because nowadays there's like a secondary air pump and the little valve and stuff.
Well, I think you're talking about two different things. That was what's called a thermostatic air cleaner.
Yeah.
It didn't. So there was tinning around the exhaust manifold.
Yeah.
And it had that little, and we,
that's not, it wasn't a secondary air thing. Oh, okay.
No,
see,
that
shows
that,
how much I know that
actually,
cars.
Okay. So, but what that was for was, The intake of the air cleaner would close and that thermos little flap would open and it would pull air from around the exhaust manifold and that tinning up through there for the carburetor so it'd warm up quicker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So warm air.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't do that anymore because we don't have carburetors anymore. But also the secondary air thing you're talking about was there'd be an air rail into the exhaust manifold and it would certain times pump just air from an air pump that was hooked on the front of the car into there. And that was to reduce emissions.
Mm.
So that oxygen would help burn extra CO when it went to the two bed cat or better known as a pellet cat.
Oh yeah.
God, I know all this stuff. Yeah, that's really old, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just realized that while I was talking about it. It's like, most of this nobody deals with anymore because it's way on older cars it was. So, and we did a show. We haven't talked about carburetors on cars. Haven't been, they stopped existing in the early, I mean, the 80s.
80s, yeah.
I think 86. Almost everything was fuel injected by 86, whether it be throttle body.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 92. I don't remember now. All of a sudden,
I just remember that we had a Bronco Venturi carburetor or something like that. And it was like this weird electric carburetor thing on a Bronco. It's like it needed work, but no one works on it anymore. But it's still California emissions. There was no way to really get around
was
it.
Was that a
Venturi? Does that sound right?
It's called a variable Venturi.
Is it? Yeah, it was on a Bronco. I think it's like.
Yeah, so what that is like a two barrel carburetor, but it had these things that were slides that slid back to open the Venturis, and then it would dump more fuel as they opened because more air came in.
Yeah,
it was kind of, those things never worked. Never.
And then I would like.
Well, Ford went through at one point. They were on a lot of pickup trucks too, and Broncos.
Yeah.
The 5.0 liters is what they were on. And Ford went through and actually made a Motorcraft carburetor as a replacement that they got certified by the California Air Resources Board because those things were so junk.
Yeah.
They were terrible for emissions.
Well, I remember calling around like, carb shops, which there isn't many of them anymore. And I would say Venturi.
They're like, don't touch it.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. So anyway, some cool emission stuff that we don't use anymore these days. That is 100% sure, without question. So, we have better stuff now. Crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy stuff crazy when it stuff. Comes to emissions now taking care of. But I will tell you, and now my favorite thing is I remember people back in the day trying to get around smog, like a check engine light would come on in the 80s or 90s, early 90s car, disconnect the battery, clear everything out. And then we weren't plugging into the car, right? Yeah. So as long as the check engine light worked in that, you get it through cycle, they get a smog. You cannot get around this stuff anymore. There's no way. The smog machine talks to the car. So as the smog machine talks to the car to verify that it is that car that you're smogging.
Well, they're constantly changing it too.
They are.
People were making those fake false boxes.
Yeah. Those people, you get arrested for that stuff. You get caught.
And it was an OBD2 thing. It looks just like it. And
the problem is that
mimic it.
Yeah, but it didn't. Like the speed on the tack would not change properly and things like that. So the BAR can pick that up in their data.
Yeah.
That you're using one of those.
No, and now they can tell if a car's been tuned too.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of
they take all that data when you smog the car.
Yeah.
Correctly. So, but if the car's got pending codes, things like that fail. But the other one is what are now called, the manufacturers have put in what are called permanent DTCs.
Oh, yeah.
Those require almost 40 key cycles and driving 250 miles sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, especially like the diesel BMW permanent codes for like that.
Well, we just got done playing with a Volkswagen diesel. Remember that one? That was super fun.
Yeah.
Still trying to get that thing to go. We got it back to her. Everything runs great on the car. But the Volkswagen's like their technical says, well, you might have to drive this car up to 1,000 miles to get the regen thing to do it itself.
Well,
we forced regened it, but it wouldn't still keep sitting a regen.
That one's part of the recall, I think, when they try to buy them back. That's like right around the fraud time, isn't it?
Car
that year?
Might be, but it didn't have any, I forget what, it didn't have a, what's the, DEF. It didn't have a DEF system on it, though.
No DEF system. Oh, yeah, not DEF. Yeah, but it had
DEF.
Yeah,
but a lot of those did, too. Me and Kay were talking about that. He said a lot of cars this same year had the DEF on it. Some don't. Like this one. This one didn't come with it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, ain't that interesting stuff? Yeah. So, anyway, just never know, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, one of those things. So, anyway, just a heads up. You know, a lot of these vehicles that... the number one vehicle for burning oil is the BMW 5 Series. Then comes the 7 Series. Then comes the 6 Series. And your Porsche Panorama. Do they call that thing a panorama because you can see all the way around it? It's a panorama view.
What? The
Porsche Panorama. Panera? What's it called? What's that thing called? Panamera.
Oh, Panamera. It's like a wagon.
It's like a wagon.
It drives like...
They're
poop. I don't see a bad word. They're fast straight, but they're just goofy.
But it's kind of a stretched out four-door.
Yeah, not a fan.
Not a fan. Nope, that one's off the list. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it burns oil.
Well, I like Porsches, but yeah, that thing's weird.
These are all cars that burn oil. BMW X5.
It has a V8 in it.
Audi A4, Audi A5, Audi Q5. The Porsche Cayenne? Yeah, of course, Cayenne.
I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Don't you have one of those?
I have a Macan.
Oh, you have the bird that lives in the jungle.
Yeah.
Does it go caw-caw, caw-caw? Yeah. Your car make noise?
It goes rum-rum.
Rum-rum. And number 10 is the Audi A6. So almost, actually, to be honest with you, BMW and Audi hold every slot in the top 10 except for two, which are held four. Slot 4 and 9 are held by Porsches.
Mm-hmm.
They
kind of share they're similar motors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, probably are. They share a lot of stuff, don't they?
Yeah, the SUVs and stuff.
Gotcha. So anyway, this list is there's a ton of Audis. There's a couple Mercedes on here, a couple Volvos at the bottom. Number 30 is a Chevy Spark. Spark, spark, spark. There are some Subarus on here too, as we discussed earlier. And a Porsche Boxster.
Boxster, yeah.
Boxster. Porsche comes up with the greatest names on their stuff. So anyway, that kind of rounds out our burning oil. I guess the best advice I can give you on this is avoid some of these cars if you don't want to deal with that. And secondly, you know, if you do have one of these cars, make sure and keep a good eye on the oil level, because you will burn the motor up if you're not careful.
Yeah, they need those old-fashioned full-service gas stations.
Yep.
You go over the little thing, it goes ding-ding, and they run over.
That was a bell line that had air in it, and you'd hit it, and the little thing would ding, hit the bell, yeah. That way they knew somebody was in the service drive. Exactly. Now you're going all old school, of course.
Yeah.
So just be careful with your oil level on those, and keep a good eye on them is always the best thing to do. Wow, man. Hour just flew by. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving, as I stated. And, you know, stay tuned, because we'll be back live next Saturday, of course, do everything that we always do here. Auto Talk's always fun, and we appreciate you joining in and being part of it. As we head into... next Saturday, brother, will be December.
Ooh.
We're almost done with this year. We're heading to 2025 pretty quickly here. So everybody out there, keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up, and be safe. Till next Saturday, this is Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM.
Automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.